Sacha Spears are a fast mission. Hey, ain't nice to a little buyer, a little baller, a little sopper, a little sopper. You cannot give Paris Spears or Demay Spears to a buyer, to somebody who is digging ditches. You want to pay him his wages, you cannot pay him his wages with money or spirit or with perish spirit. As we said in the previous mission, that a person is not allowed to pay off a debt with perish spirit or with money that was used to buy perish spirit, and the money that is exchanged for spirit also has Kedusha spirit, just like the perish. And that money cannot be used to pay off its debt. Instead, money or spirit can only be used to buy things to eat or to drink or to smear on your body, but not to pay off the debt. So therefore, you cannot pay a well digger with the make spears below the balan, below the sopper, below the sopper. And you also can't pay off a bathhouse attendant with the make spears, nor can you pay a barber with the make spears, nor can you pay a sopper. A sopper is a sailor. You can't pay him his wages with the make spears. Abunaisen hula fire lishtas. But if you want to buy some water from the well digger, in such a case, you would be allowed to use money or spears to buy the water from the buyer. The reason being is that the make spears is mutter to be used to buy things to drink, so therefore, to buy water with it would be mutter. Ulukulon hu noisim matnatschina. To any of the above people that we mentioned, it would be mutter to give perish spears as a gift. If you say you're giving it as a gift, it would be mutter. If you're allowed to give perish spears as a gift, you just can't pay off a debt or you can't pay off wages with the mesh spears. Now, even though when you give it as a gift to one of these above people who are doing you a service, it's understood that the reason why you're giving him the gift is so that the person who's doing you the service will not charge you for the service. So in essence, when you give him the gift from Perish Fiat, you're kind of paying off the wages that you otherwise would have given him. Even so, it's mutter. And since you gave him the Perish Fiat and you said you're giving it as a gift, even though there's an understanding that because of that, he will not collect wages from you, it is mutter. Sach spiers per khas mishna vav tainem so spiert ein koit nur sam bmuksa aber koit ei sam be khorb take the grown spiers and have to dish spiers. They cannot be cut in the normal way. They have to be cut with a shinoi. Instead of cutting them with a muksa, which is the type of knife that's normally used to cut fish, instead you have to cut them with a khorba, a knife that looks like a sword, and you have to do it with a shinoi. And so that one out from a pasuk, as the pasuk said that in vein nizirecha lo sifsor. The pasuk is telling us that the grapes of your nizirus, meaning the grapes that grew on spears and have kedusha spears, cannot be harvested. Now, the pasuk is not telling us you can't harvest them at all, as even though you're not allowed to harvest perish spears to do business with them, but you could harvest some of the perish for your own personal needs. So the pasuk is not telling you you can't harvest it. The pasuk is telling us when you do harvest it with a shinoi, harvest it differently than you would normally harvest it. And just like you have to harvest perish spears with a shinoi, so too other malachos, other type of work that you do on perish spears, has to be done with a shinoi differently than you normally would do it. So therefore, when you cut the figs, you can't cut them with the knife that's normally used to cut figs. Ein dorchen anavim begat avo dorichu ba'areva. So too, when you press grapes that grew on spears, they can't be pressed in the normal way. So therefore, you can't press them in the gas, which is a wine press. Instead, you have to press them with the shina, you have to press them in an areva, areva the cleat that's used for kneading. And so too, when you have olives that grow on spears, and you press them for its olive oil, you can't press them in the normal way, you can't press it in the olive press using a koitev. A koitev is a large beam that's used to press olives. Instead, you have to crush them and then bring them into the bodida. Bodida is a small olive press, as you have to press the olives with a shino. You can't press them in the normal olive press that's used for pressing olives. According to Rabbi Shimon, you don't need as much as a shino as the Tanakh tells you that you need. Rabbi Shimon says you can grind them in the regular olive press as long as afterwards you bring them into a small olive press to get out the oil from them. At first, you can grind them in the regular olive press, but after that, you do need to have a shino, so you have to bring them into a small olive press to extract the oil from the olive.